You know, you've got a lot of benefits today compared to those who lived in Bible times. We have a lot of things today that they didn't have in Bible times, including ice cream. Can you imagine living in a day and age where they didn't have ice cream? Sad. But you've got it. You've got ice cream. But something better that you have today that they didn't have in Bible times is the Bible. And so for just a couple minutes, I want to share with you some brief thoughts that take those two concepts about what you've got today that they didn't have in Bible times. And here's something I want you to think about tonight. Maybe you've never thought about this before, but I want you to think about it tonight. I want us to come to a very obvious realization tonight that God's word is better than ice cream. Do we know that? Are we certain of that? All right, so get your Bibles and go to Psalm 119. Gene wasn't just reading some mystical random passage. He was reading a passage that in Psalm 119 and verse 103, it's the only verse we're looking at. We only have a few minutes, so we're just going to look at one verse tonight. Is that okay? So Psalm 119, verse 103, only verse that we're looking at tonight. And I realize that it doesn't talk about ice cream in this verse. And the reason is, why? They didn't have ice cream. So if the Bible had mentioned 3,000 years ago in Psalm 119 ice cream, guess what people would have been really confused about for centuries and centuries? What is this verse talking about? But instead, it mentions something else. It doesn't mention ice cream in Psalm 119 and verse 103, but it mentions something else that to them was a very sweet treat. Honey. They didn't have ice cream, but they had honey. But here's what I want you to think about in Psalm 119, verse 103, is that just like honey was a sweet treat for them, the Word of God is a sweet treat for us. Did your mom and dad, did they have certain treats that, you know, you only got at certain times? Maybe if you were really good, maybe if you went to a certain place, maybe if you got a certain amount of money, whatever, that you only got certain treats at a certain time. The Bible is a special treat. A special sweet that you have all of the time. And for them, you've got the word honey here in Psalm 119 and verse 103. For them, that was honey. But God wants us to know that when we've got the Bible, we've got something even better than that. We have in our hands something that ought to be sweet to us. But not just something that's just a special sweet treat that we have every once in a while. But we have something that brings sweetness to us on an ongoing basis. When you eat ice cream, eventually you have to stop, right? And eventually the taste, no? Okay, Ivan's like, why? So, I mean, eventually you've got to stop. And so you enjoyed it for a little while, but then after you've got it, you know, you have to eat some vegetables or something that's good for you. And eventually you have to stop. And so the taste of the ice cream fades away. But what about the Bible? Does the sweetness of the Bible, when I taste it, does it have to fade away? And so when you read this verse, the Bible describes, and it's not us making up this word sweet, and every one of these points is going to have the word sweet in it, but it's not us making up the word sweet. The Bible uses the word sweet to talk about the Bible. That the Bible is sweet to us. It is an enjoyable delight that doesn't just bring happiness because of a taste on our tongue, but it brings happiness because of a taste in our heart. And a realization that we are feasting upon something that God has given to us. And so in Psalm 19, not just Psalm 119, but in Psalm 19 and verse 8, it talks about the Bible, how it rejoices the heart. Does ice cream rejoice your heart? We'll find out in a few minutes. But God's word ought to rejoice our heart. And verse 10 of that same psalm says that it's better. It's sweeter than honey. But as you think about Psalm 119 and verse 103, I want you to look at the very first word. What does it say before it's sweet? The very first word says, how sweet. What does that word how mean? I can't really explain this. The psalmist is saying, I don't have the right kind of words to tell you just how awesomely sweet the word is. So when you use the word how, you know, it's an exclamation. It is a statement that says, I can't describe everything about this. So I'm just going to say how wonderful, how beautiful, how exciting this is. And the word how just kind of expounds on what I'm saying, but it doesn't tell you all the words. That's what God is saying. The Word of God is so sweet to us, we can't fully explain it to others. The very first psalm, Psalm 1 and verse 2 says, His delight. Do you have delight in ice cream? His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law does He meditate and feast day and night. The passage that Gene read from Psalm 119, he started with verse 27. Where again you have the word how. And talks about how I love thy law. How much do we love the Bible? Do we love it as much as we love ice cream? What's your favorite flavor? Don't answer out loud. Just think. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Oh boy, if you could have it all of the time, would it just make your life? And what if ice cream had no calories? What if you could eat as much ice cream? What if it didn't make you fat? What if you just have it all the time? What if you could eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What if your mom and dad said it's the healthiest thing on earth and we want you to eat ice cream all of the time? Would that make your day? And the Bible says the Bible is even better than that. So much so that it just doesn't even have the words to explain. Now, which parts of the Bible? Is it just certain parts of the Bible? The verse says, how sweet are your, what is the word after your? How sweet are your words? Does it have an S on the end? Not just certain parts of it, but the words S on the end there is plural. It indicates it's the entirety of God's word. It's not just some. It's not just your favorite stories and your favorite verses. All of them are sweet. Remember 2 Timothy chapter 3? Every scripture, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is how much of it is profitable? Every bit of it. It's all profitable. Every part of it ought to bring us great satisfaction. But here's the last thing I want us to see in this verse. How sweet are your words, what does he say? To my taste. You've got to taste it to know how sweet it is. Can you know how sweet ice cream is just by looking at it? I mean, you might have a memory of what it tasted like before, but you want to taste it, don't you? I mean, just looking at it is nice. And you're going to go through the line here in a little while, and you'll be like, wow, isn't that wonderful? But you can't know how great it is and how sweet it is until you actually put it in your mouth. What about the Word of God? You can't just look at it, oh, that's nice. That's kind of interesting. No, this Bible says, your word is sweet to my taste. Well, what does that mean? Do I have to actually eat it? No, I've got to read it. I've got to study it. I've got to digest it. I love Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16, where Jeremiah said to God, your words were found and I ate them. And your words became for me a joy and delight of my heart. Is the Bible that way to you? You're excited about ice cream. We're about half an hour away from ice cream because we're going to do a bunch of singing to get you hungry for ice cream. But in your life, is God's word better than ice cream? Psalm 119 verse 103, they didn't have ice cream, they had honey. And it was a special treat. But David says in Psalm 119, even better than that special treat is being able to feast on the word of God. Because ice cream is something that is sweet to your mouth. But the Word of God is something that's sweet to your heart and your soul. Ice cream is something that will be sweet for a little bit of time, but then you got to stop eating it. But the Word of God is something that will be with you forever. I hope tonight that you'll fill yourself up with ice cream, but I hope in our lives we'll fill ourselves up with the Word of God to make our lives just as sweet and wonderful as they can possibly be. Now, what would be a good invitation song to sing? How about 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus? You know what's better than ice cream? You know what's sweeter than ice cream? Trusting in Jesus. Have you given your life to Him? Do you believe with all of your heart Jesus is the Son of God? Have you repented of your sins? Turn your life in the direction of Jesus Christ. Say, I want to serve Him for the rest of my life. If you're ready to make that decision tonight, you can confess your faith in Jesus. And you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. There will be nothing sweeter tonight than for all of us to walk in the auditorium and watch you be baptized into Christ. We would love to do that. Nothing better than to trust Jesus, give your life to Him. If you need to do that tonight, why don't you come as together we stand and sing.